Hey, Merry Christmas. I don't know if you know this yet, but you made it. You did it. You got here. It probably was a mess for some of you. I think I saw about half of you at Giant today. But the good news is we didn't see each other at Walmart, because that would have been even worse. You made it, and you made it here, and you might be like thinking, what a disaster this day has been, what a ride it's been, what a mess it's been. Maybe you were even fighting with the people you rode over here with on the car ride in the parking lot. If you did, it's okay. I remember those days. We used to have this 1987 Dodge Caravan minivan. You remember those things? Like, I don't know, it was the ugliest thing in the world, it had the worst seats, it always broke down, you had to dislocate your arm to slide the door shut on the side. And we would be in there on all of our Christmas trips, whether it was coming to Christmas Eve, or whether it was heading to family's house, and it seemed like everything was fine till we all got in the car, and then Dad had it, his patience was shot, Mom's panicking about all the things that have to be done or didn't get done, and we're late. Some kid is upset because they're afraid of running into a boy. They're gonna, you know, and their outfit isn't just right. Like, it's a mess sometimes getting there, but it doesn't matter. It just matters that you're here and you made it, and it's so good that you did. Listen, however you rolled into this place tonight, maybe you have been dealing with your fair share of heartache or frustration. Maybe you've been really confused about the way life has been going lately. Maybe things just don't seem there for you. Something seems to be missing. However you roll into the place, this place tonight, you made it, and it is not a wonder, though you may be thinking, it is a wonder that you made it here. It is not the wonder of Christmas that you made it here. The Christmas story is full of, like, people who were just a mess. Messes just like us, whose journeys were full of struggle and hardship. The real story of the Christmas characters does not look like the pretty wood whatever nativity scenes that we have set up on our mantelpiece or in a windowsill somewhere in our house. The reality of the Christmas story was it was a mess for everyone. I mean, take Mary for instance. Here you had this young woman who was doing everything right. Things were going so well, so optimistic about her future, probably was planning it out, and then all of a sudden, surprise, you're gonna have a baby. God's baby. Could you imagine the shock and confusion in that moment? The questions that must have swirled around her head? How her entire plan would have been turned upside down? Talk about confusing. And then you have Joseph. His venture into the Christmas story is one of a broken heart, shattered dreams. The family he was planning to have, the kids he imagined running around his living room, playing catch with, all the things that he had dreamed about of his future, his career, everything. And then all of a sudden it was found out, the Bible says. It was found out that Mary was pregnant, and all of a sudden his world just fell to pieces. And you have Joseph rolling into the story with just devastating punch you in the gut, heartbreak, and pain. The wise men, they seem to have it all together. I mean, these guys were top of their category, scholars who would study the stars and history and everything. They were actually considered like Jedi Knights of their culture. And yet something was still missing. And they left comfort of their life, of their studies, and went on this crazy trek just to discover if they could be missing the Savior who would change everything, no matter how much they had. Something was still missing. And then you have the shepherds, maybe my favorite group in the whole story, because they get the first invitation to this Christmas story. The shepherds were the outcasts on the fringe. They were not the religious, the spiritual. They didn't have pretty little robes with fancy little canes with a hook on the end of it. These guys were considered the lowest of the low. People would walk to the other side of the street when they were coming around. These were the guys who you'd think, like, man, they would never show up to church or the place would just fall to pieces. The outcasts. And yet, they're the ones who get an in-person invitation, the first invitation from angels to come see the birth of the Savior of the world. Their journey was a mess. Confusion, heartbreak, searching, feeling like they don't belong. And yet here this incredible thing happens around what we celebrate Christmas, the birth of Jesus. All of these different people from all these different walks of life, with all these different backgrounds, with all of these different labels, with all of these different struggles, end up around this one manger in awe because of a baby. You see, here's the wonder of Christmas. It's not that you made it. It's not that you got here. It's not that you decided to come to church or were religious or any of that stuff. That's not the wonder of Christmas. The wonder of Christmas is that Jesus came here. And around this manger, there is a place for everybody. No matter what their story, no matter what their journey, no matter what their struggle looks like, and there is a place for you. In Luke, it records this story. It says, in those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available to them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flock at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heavens, and on earth, peace to those whom his favor rests." The wonder of Christmas is not that you made it, it's that Jesus came for you because he loves you. And can I just break through maybe some walls that have been built because of your past, because of your church experience? This is not a religious story. It's a personal one. It didn't just stay at the scene of the manger, just like it's not stuck with inside of walls of churches somewhere. It is not bound just by the actions of those characters on that morning, just like it is not bound by your religious acts. This is good news of great joy. And I don't know about you, but I could use all the good news and all the great joy I can find. The wonder of Christmas is that Jesus came to this manger and there is space for you around it, no matter who you are or what your story looks like. And that you get to experience this good news and the great joy that comes with it, not by being religious, just by through faith and because of God's grace, which is the fact that He loves you and likes you, and there's nothing you can do to make Him love you more, and there's nothing you could do to cause Him to love you less. Because of that good grace, that joy is available to you through faith. It's experienced not by playing church, but by having a relationship with the God of the universe through Jesus. And man, I hope this Christmas means so much to you, because you already locked that thing up. And this Jesus is not some figurine in a manger or on a cross, but this Jesus is someone you have placed your faith in and have experienced all of the grace that He has for you. Can I just pray for you before the band comes back up and we jump into the rest of it? And by the way, thank you so much for being patient with us and the lack of space in here. I guess you all are forcing us to do two of these next year. So it should be a lot of fun. God, we thank You so much that the wonder of Christmas is not that we had to find You, but that You found us. Whatever space we're in, whatever struggle it looks like, whatever our background, whatever our journey has been, yeah, it all matters, but it's not the most important thing. The most important thing is that no matter who we are, You are for us. That is an absolutely incredible thing to say and know. Despite what we have heard, the God of the universe is for us, loves us, and the proof is Jesus in a manger. Thank You doesn't seem to be enough, God, but it's all we got. So thank You for this Christmas and the wonder of Christmas. And I pray that we would experience that grace and that joy as we close off this night together. It's in the name of Jesus we pray, amen.